I definitely want you to get in your minds, you know, the beauty and the power of making up. That's what we're focusing on, everybody. That's what we're focusing on, the power of making up. Helping each other feel brand new once you come up with this resolution that is truly satisfactory to both of you. And here's one thing I do want to encourage you to avoid doing. Avoid messing up just to make up. Avoid messing up to make up. A lot of people really enjoy the making up process, the beauty of it, the way their love for each other flows. And sometimes with that love extending from their spirits to their bodies as they just come together with great passion, truly connecting with each other. Figure out what was going on to help bring about that beautifully powerful connection. That powerfully beautiful connection. Not the mess up. Not that part. But just delete the mess up part. And examine closely everything that took place after the mess up. The talking, the listening, the hugging, the apologizing, the kissing. What was going on within your hearts and your minds that led to a beautiful makeup? You can repeat that part and not make it a makeup. Just, we're just getting closer. We're doing what we both enjoy doing. We're listening. We're engaging each other. We're valuing each other. We're wanting the relationship to be beautiful, and we are both committing that we will do our part. We will each do our part to make it beautiful. And I'm appreciating you, and you're appreciating me because of the commitment that we're making to each other. And love is just flowing. You can do that without it being a makeup session. It can just be, hey, you know, we just love each other so much. I just appreciate you so much. I'm truly glad to be with you. I'm glad that you're mine. I'm glad that I'm yours. And you just share yourselves with each other just because. Doesn't have to be about making up. But when it needs to be about making up, let's do that too. You often don't see words like misguided practice. It may be best then to view this critical ability for relationship success as a multifaceted attribute. So, what can we do to deliberately, consciously make up when we've messed up? However we've messed up. After your angry feelings resolve, ask yourself whether there isn't some value to your partner's side. We're assuming that a disagreement has occurred, and maybe it was a heated disagreement. Is there some value to the position that your partner is taking? Is there some truth to what your partner is saying? Use perspective taking to examine how the situation, including your role in it, looks to your partner. The IRI statements, the interpersonal reactivity index statements related to this strategy include, for example, I believe there are two sides to every question and try to look at them both. And another statement. When I'm upset at someone, I usually try to put myself in his or her shoes for a while. All right. So ask yourself whether there is some value to your partner's side. That's one step. Here's another step. Take a moment to feel your partner's pain. One of the areas where so many people, women as well as men, mess up in their relationship is that they don't care about their partner's pain. Now, some men and some women are really good at caring about their partner's pain, but we got a lot of men and women who really need to improve in this area. Take a moment to feel your partner's pain. Even though you may feel righteous indignation over your partner's anger toward you, turn down your defensiveness and open up to the fact that your partner is unhappy. You can, in the IRI's terms, feel sorry for your partner and the fact that he or she is having problems, even if you think those problems are ones that your partner actually caused. That is something that our Creator does so often. Oh yeah, He makes sure that we understand that there's a price to pay when we mess up. But often, He also has sympathy for us, empathy for us, even when our problems are self-inflicted. Here's a third thing. See whether you can turn on the same feelings you experience when a fictional character is having problems. The fantasy scale of the IRI asks whether you're able to feel as though I were one of the characters in a play or a movie. Your partner is obviously a real person, and not a fictional one, but if you're able to feel the same way someone in a movie is unhappy, perhaps you can say feel the same way in your own real situation. And then fourthly, if you've lost control in the middle of your argument, try to regain your composure. The personal distress scale of the RRI taps whether you lose control during emergencies. If you do, you're high on this component of empathy. It may not be the most effective strategy if you're in an actual emergency where someone needs help, but from the standpoint of getting past an argument with your partner, that distress that you feel when you see your partner having difficulties may prove to be helpful. Desire. I really mean this too. I'm not just saying this. Desire to want things to be good between you and your partner. Want things to be going well for your partner as well as for yourself. And commit to doing what you can to make it good. Again, these four things. After your angry feelings resolve, ask yourself whether there isn't some value to your partner's side. Secondly, take a moment to feel your partner's pain. Thirdly, see whether you can turn on the same feelings you experience when a fictional character is having problems as when you are really having your problems. And then fourthly, if you've lost control in the middle of your argument, work to regain your composure and get this to go smoothly. The resolution, the resolving of the issue. Make up. And in the process of making up, commit to making the relationship truly a beautiful one that is fulfilling to both of you. Till next time.